boss kept you late at work? Needed that afternoon nap? Happy hour started a little early? If anyone gets it, it's these two. It's Those Girls in the Afternoon with Destiny and Taylor, a Z102.9 podcast.
Yeah, most of the time I say I'm a disinterested person.
Okay, what?
I mean, half the time I'm in a conversation, I'm like, this is boring.
Yeah, you're just thinking about what you're going to say next.
Or I'm watching a TV show, I'm like, this is boring. I'm like disinterested half the time.
Okay, yeah.
Now it's legal. I'm a legal disinterested person. Take that, mom and dad.
Legal?
Yeah. Officially today at 2:05 p.m., I'm legally disinterested.
In what?
My sister's wedding.
Okay.
I'm sure my parents are proud. Let me explain. Okay, so I don't really know a whole lot about weddings, but I do know you have to get like wedding certificate thingy-majiggers signed by people. So my sister's getting married in officially less than 1 month, because yesterday was a month.
Oh,
now it's officially less. And one of the documents that she has to get signed, I think it's like the marriage license, who knows? I should know because I was a disinterested person. You have to get it signed by a notary of the public, which is one of our coworkers. She's a notary of the public.
Sweet.
But I have to be a witness of the notary and of the people who are getting married, right? But my title on that document is a disinterested person.
That's kind of funny.
I know, right?
Yeah.
I want to put this on my resume that I'm a disinterested person.
Oh,
like, this is getting to my head.
No, I don't think you should do that.
What do you
mean? It sounds bad.
No, I was like, I'm going to start handing my business card that says I do Those Girls in the Afternoon. And also I'm a disinterested person.
Okay.
I'm so excited about this.
All because you watched people sign a piece of paper.
Yes. And I had a whole page, Taylor. I kid you not. A whole page about how I'm a disinterested person.
Mm.
And I got to sign it and everything. Why are you looking at me like that?
I don't know.
I'm very proud of that.
You know what? I'm happy for you. I'm glad you got to be part of it. And just know that if the relationship goes wrong, they can blame you.
Why?
Because your name's on the papers too.
Because I was disinterested.
Exactly.
Well, it's now Those Girls in the Afternoon with Taylor and the Disinterested Fool.
She's going to ride this out for as long as possible.
I totally am.
Here's what's hot and what's not.
Come on.
With Those Girls in the Afternoon. Everybody's talking about. It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
Here we are again. We've got TikTok to thank for making us insecure about another stupid thing.
Oh, great.
So there's this girl named Renee who's gone viral for the weirdest rule that she has for herself when she's going out on dates, or really when you're out to dinner with anybody you don't want to embarrass yourself in front of. And that is, don't drink your water facing your date.
Huh?
Don't drink your water facing your date.
Like, I gotta turn to the side?
Exactly that. Well, I guess not necessarily just water. I've also seen people doing this with wine glasses because, okay, imagine you have like a clear glass, okay. I guess. When you tilt it up and you're facing somebody, it kind of acts like a magnifying glass and it distorts your mouth and your nose and you look really goofy when you're drinking out of your glass. So she says she turns to the side so that the person she's on a date with doesn't have to see her face looking all wonky while she's drinking her water.
See, my concern is that if I turn to the side, it would be worse.
You think?
Yeah, because I tend to miss my mouth quite often. This is an embarrassing thing for me because I'm 29 and you would think I would know where my mouth is at this point. But I miss my mouth quite often. And so, like, my thing is I would turn to the side and go for the gulp and I would miss. And then he'd be like, dear Lord, she's how old and she don't know where her mouth is. And I'd be dripping on my shirt. So I'm just going to keep to the face, because I don't know if that, I feel like that's less noticeable than from the side. You're getting straight view of that.
I can't believe you've thought about this as much as she did.
I think about a lot of things, Taylor.
Yeah, clearly.
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon and Trending with Taylor. Z102.9.
You ever had your girl be super down and you're like, oh my God, how do I turn this frown upside down? That was so cheesy.
I have been that girl.
Or you're just like, God, I want my man to make me happier because I'm having a bad day. Dang it.
Yeah. And you're like, God, I really don't know what to do to like cheer myself up.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I think I found the holy grail. I know where the golden spot is in town.
Okay.
I found it. There was a woman leaving this spot Tuesday night, and I'm telling you, she was smiling, grinning like, to ear to ear, whatever it's called.
By herself?
Yes.
Okay. What spell? Where was it?
TJ Maxx.
Oh my God.
Okay. Let me paint the picture for you. I was sitting in my car doing what girls do, eating Chick-fil-A, waiting to go in to TJ Maxx. And I was people watching. I was watching all the people leave TJ Maxx. And this girl, she had a bag, a gigantic bag, and it was like a picture frame. So she obviously bought something that mm-hmm. was in that picture frame. And I thought she saw someone in the parking lot and she was smiling because she saw like a bestie or her boyfriend or something. There was nobody in the parking lot.
Oh, so it was just internal.
It was, she left TJ Maxx and TJ Maxx made her that happy.
Wow.
And then I was like, you know what? There are times I do leave that store and it makes me that happy, but I don't show it.
I mean, she must have had a really good trip.
Here's, I know.
The thing about those types of places, TJ Maxx, like Home Goods, mm-hmm. anything like that, you know, like, because there are stores you kind of have to like dig to find yeah. something. It's mm-hmm. different every time. You're not after anything. So when you have a good like score,
yeah.
get a gold mine of an yeah. item. Yeah, you probably do walk out grinning.
Dude, there's the only time that you will see me exactly like that chick where I'm grinning and I'm so, so happy is when I have watched a TikTok video about TJ Maxx haul right before.
Oh.
And there's some things I've seen in that haul that I'm like, I'm going to get that. That's mine.
Mm.
And then I go into TJ Maxx and I found everything on on that video from that TikTok video and I scored it. That's when I have that smile.
Huh. I'm trying to think when I have that smile.
Oh my God. I'm a sucker for those videos.
I would say, you know, you can catch me smiling like that if I'm in the McDonald's drive through and my fries come out hot and salty.
Oh, I thought you were going to say, well, they give you an extra fry, like a medium when you didn't, like you ordered
yeah,
large.
Yeah, they size it up.
Yeah.
Me smiling. So you were just saying that you saw a girl walking out of TJ Maxx looking like she had seen, I don't know,
$1 million or yeah. something, dude.
Smiling in a way that like, it almost looked like she saw somebody she knew, but she just was so happy with
yeah.
literally the trip to TJ Maxx.
Yeah.
I think I have an equivalent, but for guys, because you know guys, they don't want to be in TJ Maxx.
No.
In fact, they're quite literally miserable inside TJ Maxx. But I saw a very similar thing happen, but I was at Best Buy.
Oh.
Okay. So my boyfriend and I were there walking into the store and same thing. This guy comes walking out and he's holding a PS5. Didn't really think anything of it. And I didn't really notice how happy he was until I saw or I heard from behind me a truck driving by the front of the store. And it's a bunch of guys hanging out the windows that are like, yeah, brother. And I look at my boyfriend. And I'm like, what's happening? He's like, oh, he got a PS5. He's going to go home and play the new college football game that everybody's talking. I was like, okay, I just witnessed like, you know, when the girlies are hyping each other up in the bathroom, like, oh my God, girl, you look
at
so
the bar,
good.
Yeah.
Yes, queen slay. That was the guy version, I think.
Do they do that often?
I don't. It's the way that my boyfriend was not even involved in the interaction. And he just,
he knew.
He knew everything that happened. Oh, he had a PS5. Oh, he's going to go home and play the game. And those guys that drove by, they supported it.
Dude, I want to know if that happens often, because if it does, you are going to so see me camping outside of Best Buy. I just want to see that interaction.
I think you should, especially while that game is still new right now.
When I get the same one as a girl walking out in
the We should test that, actually.
It's time for a Taylor window update with those girls in the afternoon on Z102.9.
I feel like we should get some chairs and park it outside.
Oh, is it nice?
Oh, it looks real nice.
Yeah.
It's a little bit overcast, but sunny. A little breeze out there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, I feel like we're nearing the end of summer. Before we know it, we gotta get outside more.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm feeling that in my everyday life now, that I'm like, I've been spending too much time inside. I don't leave my bed. And I don't leave this dang chair over here. You got me staring out this window, and I'm like, well, God, that, you know what's going to be out there before we know it? Snow.
Oh, hey. I'm not complaining.
What's wrong with you?
Not a lot of things. Snow lover is one of them. That's the top of the list.
I mean, this is not going to work out. I'll go outside and you stay here. I think we need some time apart.
I'm a failure at most things in life, but I cannot fail my sister at her wedding.
Aim high, brother.
I need your help. What are most played songs for, like, or what are most must play songs for weddings? Like things that you have to hear at the reception or you're walking out.
Fair enough. Call us and tell us what those songs are at 319-200-1029. Dave, what do you think?
Forever, and I think it's by Chris Brown, for sure.
That's a good one.
That is a good one.
That reminds me of The Office. They walked down the aisle to that.
Did they really?
Yeah, if you know, you know, and that's all I can think about. So I totally get why you'd associate that with weddings.
I didn't. That makes sense. I was like, I guess I hate.
I'll show you the video and you'll cry and then you'll want to play it. Beth on our Facebook page said that Fireball is a must play at weddings.
I don't know. It sounds like an excuse to buy shots. That's my concern, is that I'm the MC at this wedding, so this is going to have to be the very end of the because then I'll have an excuse to have a Fireball, and we all know what that's.
And then who knows what kind of songs you'd be playing after that. So Destiny got given the biggest honor / responsibility, which is to be in charge of the music that plays at her sister's wedding.
Yeah, I fail a lot in life, and I don't want to fail at this one.
Definitely not. And it's kind of an overwhelming question, but we are asking you, what are the must-play songs for weddings?
Mm-hmm.
We want you to call us at 319-200-1029. Ava, what do you think?
I really like the acoustic version of Kiss the Girl. It's very romantic and very sweet from Little Mermaid.
That's a nice, song recommendation, because those I feel like are a little bit harder to think of.
Is that a good one? My only concern is, what about those people who are lonely?
Well, you got to play some slow songs, I think.
Okay. I just don't want those lonely people to be like bored.
Something to consider.
Well, I'll hit them with shots right after.
There you go.
Because they'll already be at the bar, probably.
People at a journey, seriously. Bailey, what song do you think is a must play at weddings?
Everyone on the dance floor play Yeah by Usher.
When doesn't this play?
You have to. You would be making such a mistake if you didn't have this on your playlist.
Uh-huh.
I mean, okay. Lynn on our Facebook page. I'm curious to know what you're going to think of this. Lynn says that you need to have the wedding march.
Excuse me, what? Why? That's for the
aisle, right? Walking down the aisle?
Yeah.
I don't think you can play this during the reception.
Hold on. I play this. I got an idea.
Okay.
We do this. I'm like, please rise. And they're like, what?
Introducing.
What? Didn't we already do this? And then I go, and then it goes.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah, but Usher. Yeah. No. Okay. Nope. This is why. Maybe I shouldn't be in charge of it.
I don't know. You should not be allowed to hit next on any song.
I need your help. Please, please, please. Whatever you can think of is a must play for a wedding, like playlist, like for the reception. Call me and tell me what you think has to play at 319-200-1029. Because I am helping my sister with her reception playlist,
mm-hmm.
and I don't want to fail her. It's got to be a bop.
It's a huge responsibility. So, Vicky, what do you suggest?
Cotton Eye Joe. It's fun. Everyone loves to dance to it, even if we don't really know the word.
Can I make an amendment to this?
What?
I mean, you know what? I love Cotton Eye Joe as much as the next girl. Can you please find a short version? Because if you're Cotton Eye Joe-ing for 5 minutes, everybody's going to be exhausted, and then you're going to put something on, and everybody's going to leave the dance floor. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. It does go on way too long.
You need extra stamina for that one.
That one does go on way too long. I will say, the thing is I never know what I'm supposed to do to it.
You don't know the dance?
Is there a dance?
Yeah! You don't know the Cotton Eye Joe dance?
There's a freaking dance.
You go like heel, heel, toe, toe, brush, and I'll have to show it to you, because that, how embarrassing to show up to a wedding and you don't know Cotton Eye Joe.
This whole time I've just...
What are you out there doing? You don't know the words.
No.
Nobody does.
I've been just doing what I think a hillbilly would do. I don't know.
Mm.
Oh my God, I've got less than a month to learn that. Oh Lord. Okay. Anyways, now I'm stressed.
That's just another thing added to the list.
Okay. I'm the last one to know anything about weddings because I've never done one and I haven't been to a whole lot of them. So I need your help. What is a must play song for weddings? You better hear it. And if you don't hear it, you're walking out of it.
You've all been to one of those before. They're like, I can't believe they didn't play this. And we want to know what that was at 319-200-1029. Donovan, what do you think?
I swear by John Mike Montgomery.
He's not wrong. What a good slow one.
Right? Because you have to do it. You have to have some slow ones.
Uh-huh. And this is where you drag your partner out. Like, come on, baby, please dance with me.
So that's what you're going to sound like?
Yes. Okay. Yes, I am.
Good for you. 9777 said, Get Low by Lil Jon.
Yeah.
Maybe after Granny has left.
No, keep Granny there.
And it was the best part.
Oh, you know what? It sucks when the venue does not have a window.
Right.
Because you know.
We don't talk about that enough.
Amen. You know damn well you want to point to the window and to the wall. And if you don't have a window, where are you pointing to?
Yeah, you got to apologize to Lil Jon for that one. Jeez.
Because there's always a wall.
Great point. You got to check with your sister on the venue on that one to see if it's doable.
I'm going to tell her I'm walking out of that place and there ain't no window.
Okay.
I will walk in with a window.
Bring your own window.
So stupid.
Oh, Julie, what song do you think is a must play for weddings?
It has to be the Macarena and the Chicken Dance.
You gotta. Oh, yeah. Right? Hey, Macarena. Ha! And the Chicken Dance.
Okay, I know some people viscerally hate this.
Are you? Are you right? One of them?
You know what? It wouldn't be my choice of line dance.
I only want it for like 30 seconds.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. You could do it real quick and then get into like.
This is when you need a real good DJ who could do like the Chicken Dance. Uh-huh. And then you do like a record scratch, you know, something like. And then you get into. Yeah. Get Low. And then I walk in with a window.
Straight from Lowe's.
Here's what's hot and what's not. Come on. With those girls in the afternoon. Everybody's talking about. It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
There's always a lot of people complaining about how crappy dating apps are, but you can't help but laugh when you hear some.
There's no laughing about those dating apps, girlfriend. I'm telling you right now.
The cringy messages that you get sometimes.
Oh, God.
You literally can't do anything but laugh. And that's kind of what people are talking about right now because there is now a top 5 cringiest messages.
Oh, I could tell you whether or not I got those.
To send on dating apps. And that's exactly what I wanted to do with you.
Okay.
Okay, so.
How about I swipe right on whether or not I got it and swipe left if I didn't?
Okay. I'll try to remember that. I always get the ways
left
confused.
Left is no.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, number 5 is cringy responses. And I have an example because I feel like this is the go-to. Like if you were to say, oh, I'm going to go take a shower. And they respond with, ooh, without me.
Swipe right. I got that before.
Puke.
Multiple times.
Hate it. Number 4 is, do you like bad boys or bad girls? It could be either way.
Oh, that's it?
Yeah.
No, swipe left. I never got that.
Would you find it cringy if you did?
Yeah.
You don't sound sure.
Well, because I've never had it before. I don't know.
I think I would think that's cringy.
Yes, I think I do, but I just. I'm feeling uncomfy right now because you just said it.
Great.
So yes, I'm going to say yes.
Number 3 is, hey, sexy, what's your number?
Swipe right. Yes, I've had that before.
Ew. Terrible. Number 2 is just the eggplant emoji.
Swipe right, swipe right, swipe right, swipe right, swipe right, swipe right. Yes,
you know
I've
what?
Had that.
It's simple and it's vile, honestly. Stop it.
Eggplant and the wet drip like emoji.
Ew.
Gross.
Hate it. Number 1.
This is way dating apps.
Most cringy message to be sending on dating apps is.
Can I get your snap? Tell me it's a can I get your snap?
No.
I hate it here.
It's worse than that. The number 1 most cringy thing to send on dating apps is send pics.
swipe right. Yeah, I got that.
I honestly, terrible.
I'm like, what do you want? A picture of my cat? Yeah. Like my cat.
Oh, God.
You know what I meant.
Don't say that ever
again. I'm just saying. I didn't know what you wanted.
No, I think if anybody ever said that to me again, for some reason,
stupid.
If I got send pics, I would send my last Google search or something.
I wouldn't send that. That's embarrassing.
Well, yeah, I guess you're right.
what I have to Google search is quite literally embarrassing.
Okay, it's just an immediate block then.
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon and Trending with Taylor, Z102.9.
We got a package mystery.
I have like a love-hate. It's kind of fun to track where your packages are, and then when it goes wrong, it's very, very upsetting.
Well, I'm very upset because I ordered something on Prime Day, and I've been really excited for this to arrive, and it's been over a week of Prime, mm-hmm. and it's not here yet. I sound like a Karen. It's not here yet.
Okay, yeah, you are sounding a little bit like Karen.
What I like about, you know, Amazon is it tells you kind of like step by step where your package is. It started in North Carolina. Now it's in California.
I like to check as much as possible.
I know, right? Every second I'm like, where are you at now, baby? Mm-hmm. Well, started with my package actually started at Cedar Rapids, Iowa. 6:51 a.m. Package arrived at carry facility. Okay. 8:06 a.m. Package to arrive again at carry facility. 8:17, 10 minutes later, package is out for delivery.
Okay. That's all sounds good so far.
9:05 a.m.
Is this today?
No. This is the day. This was Tuesday this week. It's Tuesday.
Okay.
9:05, not even an hour later. Package left Amazon facility. So why were you here in Cedar Rapids and now you went to an Amazon facility in, Bondurant?
Yeah, Bondurant, Iowa.
I've never been there before. You went there. Then later that evening, package forwarded to a different delivery address in Cedar Rapids at 6:08 p.m. Here's what I'm getting that's tripping me up. Again at 6 p.m., I get a weird message. An address redirection agreement is in place between the customer and the carrier package will be forwarded to the requested address. Who's in agreement with this? Because you dang well weren't talking to me.
Yeah, what the heck?
You weren't talking to me. We didn't agree to have this changed somewhere else. Who are you talking to?
What?
That's what I want to know. They said an address redirection agreement is in place between the customer and the carrier. Who? I'm the customer. Who are you
and
talking
nobody
to?
Asked. Yeah, you nobody didn't asked get an me. Email. You didn't hit yes on some pop-up ad.
No. Package will be forwarded to the requested address. What requested address?
Yeah, where is it going?
That's why I'm like, did somebody hack into my Amazon? But all my other packages since Tuesday have arrived. I got one yesterday. I got one today. According to Amazon, they arrived today. But this one package, which isn't even great. Do you want to know what it is?
I do want to know what it is.
You would think I ordered something great, like a car on Amazon or something, because I bet you could do that at this rate. So we ordered security cameras.
Yeah.
But I didn't order that. Neighbor man ordered that on his Prime. I ordered the holder.
Like a wall mount?
That's what I ordered. So the wall mount is missing.
Isn't that ironic? You're like getting it for security and it's stolen. So since you were gone yesterday, Destiny, I didn't get to tell you about my terrible, terrible Amazon furniture building experience that I had on, what would that be, Tuesday night?
Yeah.
I ordered coffee tables, which is two round tables that like nest on each other. And I'm not kidding. I had a Menti B times like 5 on Tuesday night.
I don't know what it is with Amazon furniture, but that stuff takes 15 years to build.
You know what the issue is? It was my fault. It was builder error because I'm an instruction reader, but they were not clear. So I had the top of one table on top of the wrong stand and it was weeble wobbling and I was like, oh my God, what do? I'm gonna throw this thing off my deck. Like, this was the worst purchase I've ever made. And then eventually I went and looked at the picture on Amazon, like the listing, and was like, oh, right. I got to unscrew all that.
Oh, my God.
It's my fault. So that happened Tuesday night. Last night, luckily, I didn't go home and build anything. But tonight, I think I have light fixtures showing up.
Uh-oh. Don't do it. Leave it to somebody else.
I don't know what I'm getting myself into.
I'm just going to tell you right now, I watched a TikTok of a girl, and all she did was change her light bulbs. And it started on fire.
Oh, my God.
From now and all forever, I will never change a light bulb. Because that thing was scary. You're welcome.
Well, I guess I just wasted $50 on Amazon.
Thanks for listening to Those Girls in the Afternoon podcast. Hang out with Destiny and Taylor weekdays 3 till 7 p.m. Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, your smart speaker, or on the free Z102.9 app.